Hi everyone, this is Kathy Henry and I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you have joined us for this month's Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. We firmly believe that by concentrating on peace and love rather than on difference and division, we can make a genuine difference in our families, communities, and world. Today, our meditation is titled Desert Rainbow. So often we feel as if we are wandering in a dry, lifeless place. Yet even in what may feel like the most spiritually parched environment, there are glimmers of life and hope. This meditation is also a kickoff to a series of chakra meditations we will be doing over the next 7 months as we move, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, from fall to winter, and into the new life of spring. We will be together for about 15 minutes today. Karen is going to get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the meditation, followed by 3 to 4 minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of day Monday, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include information about the next call on Sunday, September 4th, and hope you will join us again then.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and when we do that, we create a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. Do you know, whenever you access this call, whether you're listening live now or whether you listen again in the recording, or if you're just for the first time hearing it in the recording, the circle that we create now with our intention is open to you anytime, any place. You know that thing I always say, time and distance are no barrier to energy? That's true, and it's also true with our intention. When we set an intention, we can access, renew, activate that intention anytime, any place. It's always okay to come back to something that you want to breathe more life into. Just go ahead and bring your attention to center, and when I say that, I mean take a breath and allow your attention to settle right in the middle of your chest, right in your heart, that beautiful loving heart, loving source of light and life. We join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we move into the meditation, just take a few deep breaths and be sure you're in a place where you can relax, where you can be physically at ease for the next few minutes. If it feels safe to do so, if it's okay to do so, please close your eyes because that helps with the visualization when we remove that outward visual, the images in front of your eyes. And just breathe deeply and comfortably. There's no rush, in your own rhythm, in your own time. Your body knows how much oxygen you need, how much rest you need. It knows exactly the right space between the in-breath and the exhale. So give yourself the gift of finding that rhythm. And let's go on a little journey, you and I. Let's imagine that you find yourself in a dry southwestern desert. The cracked brown earth stretches before you. It's dusty and hot. Your first perception might be fear of isolation, of thirst. You take a moment and ease into those fears, noticing those feelings, acknowledging them, respecting your brain's instinct for survival, but reminding yourself that you are not lost. You've prepared for this journey, and there are others traveling the same path. And as you begin now to walk across the hot ground, you notice insects scurrying along, busily picking up the tiny bits of food they find, working together to bring nourishment back to their nest. Those scrubby bushes that looked so lifeless a moment ago are actually lush in their way. They're covered in seed pods that are loosening in the wind, and one separates from the plant and blows off to wait for the inevitable rains that will bring it to life. And as you continue, you come upon a saguaro cactus. It towers over you. And you stand in its early morning shade with some shelter from the sun's rays, and you marvel at its thick, green skin, all pocked with those darting needles. You count its arms, knowing that the first arm only grows after the plant has lived for 100 years in this seemingly lifeless place. 1, 2, 3 green, strong arms angle upward to the blazing sun. You also become aware of the others who've joined you in sheltering beneath this ancient living being. A pair of birds zip in and out of a hole bored in the thick-skinned trunk, expertly darting between those sharp needles. And a tiny mouse is moving at the foot of the towering plant, sorting out the seeds that have blown here and settled about its base. Another bird is nestling in the crook of one of the saguaro's arms. And others have come to bore holes and drink the water stored in the cactus's life-giving flesh. What appeared to be frighteningly lifeless and foreboding is full of nourishment and alive with beauty. You thank the cactus for its shade, its life, its hope, and walk on. As the sun moves slightly higher in the sky, you are noticing more and more life and color. Some flowers have opened to greet the sun, and their deep pink and purple hues are bright against the thick green leaves. At the tops of the pancake flat sections of the prickly pear, white and pink flowers open on each, nodding in the wind. And then you feel it. The first few drops, and then more and more, until the water now is flowing down the gullies, the dry earth unable to drink it all in. You are happily drenched, and you tip back your head, open mouth, to drink in the refreshing water. That rain seems to last forever, but it's only a few minutes, and as it slows, the ground seems to steam in the still hot sun. And arching ahead of you after the rain, you notice there's a rainbow soaring through the blue sky. Against the desert heat, the colors are scintillating. They're sharp, red melting into orange, to yellow, to green, to blue, to indigo, to violet. You imagine yourself riding that colorful trail, riding along the bands of light, receiving the waves of its pulsing colors. Each color reveals itself and reveals some different aspects of you. The violet curve of the rainbow is the portal of received wisdom that courses from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. The deep indigo flows to your third eye in the middle of your forehead, just above your eyebrows, enlightening your intuition, offering clarity and peacefulness. Calm blue rays from your throat give voice to your thoughts, your song, your truth. A green arrow pierces your heart, opening you to receive the love that is offered and pouring forth your love to all around you in a way that balances your physical and spiritual paths. The yellow brings you the energy to take action, to make concrete steps, to manifest your desire in the world. The world needs your sacred, powerful action. Orange creative energy pools in your pelvis and spills out, transforming your world with passion and joy. The orange sparks of a dragon fire burn a new path forward, engaging everyone in your creativity. And now you're at your root, the base of your spine, the bottom of your feet. This is the red root, the red ember glow that continuously feeds your talents of mind, body, and spirit, the root of your life, your family, your community, where you are called to offer all the gifts of your rainbow. Let's take 3 minutes in silence to move through and with the desert rainbow. Feel into the places where you are called into deeper attention. Is it a place in your body? A place on your path? Does one of these colors, more than one of these colors, speak to you, call to you? Let's take 3 minutes to explore safely and with perfect freedom. and giving thanks for what we have received, for the lessons of the desert rainbow, we can bring this circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the rainbow of inspiration, the way that source guides us into peace. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Thank you so much for being here. In the next 24 hours, you'll receive an email with a link to the recording. You can always access the recordings of this call or past calls at openpeacefulheart.com. If you've got comments or feedback, you can email me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails that we send, and that'll get to us. Now, next month's call will be on Sunday, September 4th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. I believe, Kathy believes, that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy Henry and of myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.